I was excited. I couldn't sleep last night, but I was excited that what I was going to bring this morning. This word has been with me for so long, and it's become real to me in my heart. And I pray that as I read from Luke 24, I would like you to read with me and look at the words, what I'm going to be saying. And I just pray that the word will fall in a good ground this morning. You know, we will receive what the Lord is saying, because it's not me that's talking. I'm voicing the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm voicing him out because his word and himself are married. They're one. That's him that I'm voicing out this morning. So, and every time I read this, I'm excited. Because it makes me laugh the way that Jesus is, because he wants to have that relationship with us, not a religion. You know, there's no religion in Jesus. And so I would like to start, because it's long, and I like to just enjoy the word, you know, just eat it and what he says. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you alive? Are you happy? Yeah, because we are in the presence of the Lord, right? And there is joy in his presence. There is peace in his presence. Lord, I just want to thank you, and I give you praise for to use my mouth this morning to read your words, because it's all about you. In Luke 24. Let's look at it. I'm going to read it slow, not too fast. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he's risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day arise again.' And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed. Marveling to himself at what had happened. Now behold, two of them were traveling same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. Then they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were strained, so they did not know him, because the Holy Spirit was not there yet. He was not doing his work. That's why. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have had with one another as you walk and are sad?" And then one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which happen there in these days? And he said to them, what things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. For me, I would like to put Winnipeg instead of Israel, Winnipeg. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. And when they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it was just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And the beginning at Moses and all the prophets he expounded to them in all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going and indicated that he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he had sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened. And then their eyes were open. Isn't that something? And they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. Oh, Jesus makes me laugh. He vanished from their sight. And then they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us? So they rose up at the very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Now as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said, peace be to you. Peace be to you. Hallelujah. But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. Sorry, a ghost or a spirit. And he said to them, why are you troubled? Why are you troubled? And why do you have doubts rise in your hearts? Behold, my hands, my feet, that is I myself, handle me, and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Isn't that wonderful? My goodness, thank you, Jesus. Then he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. You hear that? This is so real to me. Very real from my heart. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, have you any food here? Have you any food here? He wanted to make known to them it was he. So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and honeycomb. And he took it and ate it in their presence. Oh, praise the Lord. And then he said to them, "These are the works, the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, "Thou is it written that this house necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem," I will say beginning of Winnipeg, "and you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Winnipeg until you are endued with power and on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried into the heavens. As if Jesus didn't want to leave them. He wanted to stay with them. But he had to go because he said, the Helper will not come. It's the Holy Spirit. And they worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that something? You know, I've been living in this for a long time. Yes, I grew up in with my parents was one a very strong believer, and we would have communion not at home but whenever time, you know, somebody would come in the village where we were living. But it's just in that time. But I'm talking about now the things that happen in a way in my own life. And I was born again. And then I was reading. I was very hungry to read the Word of God. And I would run all over the place in Winnipeg where Jesus was talked about. So and came to the conclusion here about communion. You know? How precious it is, you know, to receive His body, to eat His body, and to drink His blood. I'm not here to tell you that I am better than any of you or anybody, but I've been practicing this for quite a long time. And the more that I do this, the more that Jesus becomes real to me in my heart. I know who He is. Just like what he was saying, that he knows these people that were walking with him. They didn't know him. And it was him walking with them. He told them that why are you troubled? Why are you not believing? Your doubts rising up in your hearts. So it is very important. You know, for me personally, I don't take this very lightly. The communion, I do it at home. Morning. And at night, every day. And it's awesome. That's why I feel so joyful to come here to worship the Lord, because He's real, you know. We come to worship Him here on Sunday morning. And He gives you that joy inside understanding who He is, who He really is. And I don't like to get into more scriptures here I have, but don't hold back. Don't hold back anything to me, says the Lord. He wants to give you. He's given you Himself. He's given you Himself while you're taking His body, eating His body. He's given you Himself. Life is so precious in the Lord. Because this is life, what we're doing. This is life. In John 6:50, the Lord said, "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die." He says, "I am the living bread. If anyone eats of this bread, will live forever." This is why the followers in that time turned back, because those words were very strong. They couldn't comprehend it, that you do not die. And that's exactly what he says. When you receive me, when you eat me, when you drink me, you will become alive. You will stop your death. Even sickness and disease come on your body. So Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." Bread always gives you energy, right? Gives you energy, the bread. I love bread with lots of butter. But Him is a spirit. We eat Him. We drink Him. So I would encourage you, my brothers and sisters, try it. Every day. We don't have to wait for a month. Who is going to live for a month you don't eat? You're going to be pretty skinny, maybe die. But when you eat the Lord Jesus Christ every day, He gives you that life and joy and peace. Gives you the fullness within Himself in you. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives within me. Thank you, Lord. I believe this is what I'm going to leave with you. And I would encourage you, my brothers and sisters, this is living. This is alive. You have that joy. I dance at home. Sometimes I think my son thinks I'm crazy, you know. Hey, I'm just dancing, you know, and spending time in my closet. That's the best place to go, you know, and in your closet, in my room, in my desk, in my Bible. And just lately, what I've been experiencing too from the Lord is He's teaching me to be quiet. Don't read, don't pray, don't sing, don't do nothing, just sit. Okay, I'll sit. That's been happening over a month now, about 6 weeks. So I'm just sitting like a dummy. I'm just sitting there. It's a hard work. It's the mind, it's the battleground. The battleground is the mind, because whatever you plant in that garden, this will grow. It will disturb you, because that's where I was before in this past year. Oh, I got to do things. I got to phone so-and-so. I got to go shopping. I got to wash this. It's forever that stuff. You know, it's worldly things, you know. It just drive you to the bones, you know. Drive you to the grave. Well, might as well say. But no wonder Jesus said, "Keep still. I want to talk to you. Just keep still. Can you just don't think about nothing? Just think about me, because I love you." So that's what I've been doing. I've been practicing that as well. And it takes work. I've been walking with the Lord for many years, but look, it's worth it. It's worth it. I've been waiting for 25 years to stand in the front here to share with you of His Word. Over 25 years waiting and waiting and waiting and praying and praying. So I am blessed, and you are blessed. You're blessed people, you know. And you will find out as you take the communion. Don't take this lightly. This is life and death. You know, this is life. I call that life. I can't go without it anymore. It's been with me for a long time, going on 15 years. You know, and the Lord showed me many things, and where I go, He shows me things in even people's lives. You can have that mind of Christ. He'll give you the mind of Christ. So, I love you. And I thank you for listening. And I hope that you will, you know, start somewhere to do what He's telling us to do. Because that's His life right there. And that's the blood of Jesus, you know. It's awesome. Well, thank you. And however you're going to start now, Andy, thank you. Amen.
That's good.
Yeah.